We are listener-supported radio here in Los Angeles, 88.5 KCSN. Thank you for paying attention to what we do. If you're not a member of the station quite yet, you could sign up through kcsn.org and support us in our mission of supporting the community of artists. Again, my name's Mookie, the music director here, and this afternoon we have ALO in studio as we speak. Gentlemen, how are things?
Fantastic.
Great.
It's very nice to have you here. You're playing the legendary Troubadour this evening and the Belly Up Tavern in Solana Beach tomorrow, which are both awesome venues.
Legendary, yeah.
Right? Where's home for all of you at this point? You guys California people?
We're all from California. Yeah, you're from Tulare. We're from the Bay Area. Yeah.
I live in Santa Barbara now. But
cool. San Francisco.
So how does everybody get on the same page to, you know, write and record new material?
We do all that online these
interesting.
Days.
No, you don't. Do you really?
Our latest record, we were in the same spot.
Yeah.
We did it all from different spots.
You look disappointed.
No, it's amazing. That's like the Ben Gibbard Postal Service thing where they were
kind of
emailing.
I mean, usually we get together, but for this last one, we're like, I think we could just do it.
Yeah.
Like, let's just send each other the files and talk about it.
That's great. Yeah. Well, there's a new EP available for the general public right now. I want to talk about that, maybe a little bit about the history of the band. But can we get a song out of you guys?
Yeah, sure.
And I imagine this is a super stripped down situation compared to what's going to be going on tonight at the Troubadour, right?
We're a full electric band usually.
Yeah. Cool. So what'd you guys want to play first?
We'll do Strange Days. This is from our last album.
Sun in my soul.
Go. That is ALO live in studio on listener supported KCSN here in Los Angeles. Brilliantly done, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Yeah. So you're this is basically the beginning parts of this this latest tour, which has you up and down the West Coast, it looks like.
Yep.
You know, and
that's right.
I guess you're kind of supporting this brand new EP, which is an EP of covers. How did did you all come to a general consensus as far as what songs you wanted to put on this EP? Because there's a New Order cover and some other really cool stuff.
We made this EP. This is our 11th annual Tour d'Amour.
Yes.
That always happens in February. February, excuse me. And
Peter Brady over here.
Peter Brady.
And it's always through California, and or has been through California, and like it's a few weeks long, and we sort of celebrate love. We do love covers. We hoist the heart behind us and all that. And so we wanted to do something special for this 11th year, and we decided we want to do a cover, or a covers EP. So we all just sort of like individually chose a song. That was sort of the process. And it wasn't much of a consensus. It was more like just each person pick one.
Oh, that's very cool.
Yeah, and then we supported each other and recorded the tracks.
There is a contest that you guys are doing on social media. There's a hashtag and everything. If someone wants to get tickets for an upcoming show, they could do that. And a copy of the brand new EP. We'll talk about that in a second. But can we get another song out of you guys?
Sure.
Yeah,
let's do one off the EP.
Broken Vocal, you want? Should we move this?
It's called, So In Love. It's by Chris Mayfield. 2, 3, 4. Thank you.
There you go. That's the ALO version of a fantastic song right here on Listener Supported Radio. We are KCSN in Los Angeles. I'm not a musician, but I learn a lot of things when artists come through, and it's been amazing, like a revolving door of some amazing artists. A couple weeks ago, we had this guy, Doyle Bramhall II, come in. Yeah, and he plays a left-handed guitar, you know, but it's upside down, where like the lower strings are on the bottom. Yes. Never seen that before. I've also never seen. He played with Eric Clapton.
Wait, does he string it upside down too?
Yeah,
so that's like Albert King.
It's right,
which is awesome.
Right, and he played it right in front of our faces, and it was amazing. I've never seen a bass ukulele before. Yeah, is that a common thing?
These are kind of like newer. They've been maybe a couple years, but. But they're like super transportable, which is awesome.
Perfect.
You know, I mean, a bass guitar is really long, and upright bass is even longer. So for an acoustic rehearsal thing, it's perfect.
Yeah. So tonight, what are you going to be playing on stage
at
the Troubadour?
I'll be playing my Fender, my rock bass, my Precision. Rock.
Right on.
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to talk a little bit about the history of the band. We're not going to totally get in depth, I guess, because you guys got to make sound check, you know, projects like Django. And stuff like that, you know, before Django Unchained and before this indie pop act known as Django. I mean, I guess you guys were doing it first, but I do want to ask you about Jack Johnson, about Brushfire Records. It seems like a perfect fit. How did you guys link up, you know, with Jack Johnson camp in the first place?
We met Jack in college in the 90s. We were in the dorms together when we were all 18 years old. And just became buddies and
couple of freshmen.
Yeah,
big dreams.
Yeah. With big dreams of,
you know. I mean,
yeah, we jammed together a bunch.
So his band, you know, he had a band called Soil, and so we were rival
bands at first.
Yeah.
Really,
like a harsh rivalry, but.
Yeah, not a whole lot of beef there, I guess.
There's only
so
many students, so if you're both playing a keg party on a Thursday night, you like
you guys are running the same.
Get the most people.
Right. But linking up with him has been amazing. It
he
seems
won
like I mean,
that right? Yeah.
He invited us.
In the long run, he won. He actually disappeared. His band broke up.
Yeah.
And we ruled Ivy. And now
we're all winning. He invited us onto his team. It's a nice,
it's awesome.
It's a nice partnership.
Yeah. You know, and playing music has allowed you guys to, I guess, do music for a living and travel to places around the globe where a lot of people will never even be able to visit, you know, in their lifetime. So what a blessing it's been so far for you guys. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And hopefully there's more and more fans gaining notice as you guys continue.
Every day.
Yeah. No kidding.
Yeah.
All right. So there's the social media thing happening. If people post a video and use a specific hashtag, someone's going to get tickets to an upcoming show, you know, as you guys go up and down the coast here, and a copy of the new EP. So if somebody out there wants to record their version of a love song, because the EP is called Love Songs.
Any love song will do.
Any love song will do. It doesn't have to be an ALO song, huh?
Any song, yeah.
It's interpretable. Amore.
Yeah.
That works, right?
You can totally do it.
Anything works.
Anything works. So post that on social media. Use the hashtag ALO Love Songs, and that could get you a whole bunch of rad stuff.
Yeah. You know? Should say, too, if you're searching for ALO, sometimes it's good to use the whole band name, Animal Liberation Orchestra, which has a whole story unto itself, but sometimes that helps in Google searches and whatnot.
Because it turns out that ALO, just those letters, is a international greeting.
Yeah.
Hello. Wow.
And there's some other bands. There's Aloe Black. Yeah. And, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
There's
A-Lo,
the
J-Lo.
Famous plant.
Aloe Vera, of course.
Just spelled with an A-Lo, E. Yeah.
ALO Hotels.
ALO. There's a sport, ladies, Brazilian A-Lo sportswear clothes.
Oh my goodness, that's funny.
There's ALO Audio.
I think what I did earlier is I did ALO Band.
That works.
Okay,
and
good,
it took
good
me right there.
Smart,
that's
the way to do it.
Yeah.
Internet savvy gentleman.
Right. Well, again, thanks so much for your time. How many more are we doing here?
One more.
One more.
Okay, what'd you guys want to play next?
Good time. Stevie's going to sing us Old Yet. Not Old Yet.
Not Old Yet.
Yes.
In my my belly and my back. Sometimes I feel wasted, a little bit whack. Lying on the floor like a 2x4. Gotta get up and through the next door. Give me 40 more liters of fondue pot. Steer it up nice, keep it bubbling hot. But for now, just try to wiggle and bend. Still a lot of time, and time's just a line with no end. Sounds about right. Well, everybody's laughing and I'm laughing too. It's a funny little game we put our minds through. It's a walk in the park, roll down the hill, a palm pillow punch and a $2 bill. Gotta get to the city, get myself fixed. I'm doing all right when I stay in the mix. I'm a dirty little kid with some mud on my face, singing songs about love and the human race, oh yeah. And it still sounds good. I hope it always should. I hope I believe that I'm not old yet. Not old yet. Rock and roll band, but it brings a lot of joy. It's good for your head, puts a whistle in your tooth, kick in your step when you're feeling stressed out. It's a way to reset. Just bang on the drum and let yourself go back to 9 years old and do it all over. 10, 11, 12, coming of age, the future's so bright, better put down your shades. Wanna take it all in the second you get. Wanna roll with the in crowd, mess with the in sound. Not gonna sell records quiet, yeah. I'm playing as long as I'm playing with you. There's no reason to go. You got all the good stuff and you're keeping me young. I think it still sounds good. I hope it always should. But I'm not old yet. Not old yet.
Cool. I'm the only one clapping because I'm like the only one here. But that's good. That's not true. Tristan and Matt are here. They are professional audio engineers. That is ALO live in studio here on listener-supported KCSN. Is it crazy to look back at this catalog of music that you guys have all of a sudden? There's a lot of material.
Yeah. We're
It is crazy.
Yeah.
We're going. I mean, we've been a band. I mean, more on and off since we were 12.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Me and Zach and Lebo all grew up together.
I mean, Dave's been in now for like 20 years.
Met Dave in college.
That's the first time, yeah.
We're children.
That's amazing.
We worked through a lot of, you know, it's like we've been through the gamut of different things. I feel things feel like in a good place.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We put a record out 10 years ago. It was our second Brushfire record, Roses and Clover. And we're talking about maybe covering that record at the Fillmore show.
One of the nights.
At the end of the month.
Oh, so that'll
just
be
do it in its entirety, a little 10-year anniversary.
Yeah, and tribute. Maybe a reissue on vinyl or something.
Yeah.
That could be a thing.
How did you, yeah.
You know, just
yeah, a record store day, maybe.
Yeah, yeah. Remember me in your liner notes.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Good idea.
The idea.
So we're looking at that record in particular, but yeah, it's fun to look at all the old music.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, man.
Yeah.
So again, congrats on the new tour and the new EP. We're all about it here on KCSN. Awesome. And for the Tour de Amor 12, hopefully you'll swing back through and consider this a tour stop and visit us again. Cool.
You guys got a great studio in here. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Again, this is ALO, they're playing the Troubadour tonight. Thanks again, guys.
All right.
Thank you.
Cool.